It's Around the NFL here on SB Nation Radio. Let's go out to the phone lines. We welcome in from the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome in Jordan Hicks. Jordan, congrats on the big win. How'd it feel out there?
Yeah, thank you very much. Felt good. Great team win today.
Yeah, you guys said the Chargers really came charging back towards the back end. You know, what's the mindset of the team when you're trying to prevent that from happening?
Yeah, well, we knew they were a really good team going into it, right? Obviously, they're on four now, but every game that they've been in, they've had chances to win, and they've kept it close with some really good teams. So we knew they would come back with a punch, but it's a matter of just finishing the game. And when we had the opportunity, you know, our offense did a really good job. Obviously, defense, you know, we feel like we could have played better there late in the stretch, but you know, ultimately, we did what we had to do to get the job done, and offense did a great job finishing the game.
I know you guys do it every year, multiple teams do it, but what's it like traveling cross-country to, you know, now to L.A. From Philly and try and get ready for a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Obviously, it's a little different schedule, but, you know, we did a great job adjusting, and coaches, you know, made sure we were ready to go. And, you know, can't let it – we're professionals, you know, you can't let it affect you. Yeah. You know, teams do it every week, and it was just our time. And, you know, I think we responded really well to it.
You know, Jordan, like you said at the beginning, you know, we know the Chargers have been in every game they've played this year, just like they were today. But Philip Rivers makes a lot of mistakes. Is there anything you guys were keen in on to try to get him to make that mistake? Or were you just kind of hoping he would make one like he has in the past?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if we're doing our job every play, guys will be in position. You know, it's more about what we're doing more than what they're doing. You know, we felt really focused on ourselves going into it, making sure we had the right mindset, making sure we were focused, locked in, and weren't trying to do too much, just doing our job.
What's it like playing for Jim Schwartz? I mean, he's a very energetic, seems like a crazy guy on the sideline. What's it like playing for a guy like that?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. You know, he actually, you see the craziness, but he's actually pretty cool and calm in those heated moments.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've learned a lot from him, especially being the Mike linebacker, having to know all positions and understand, you know, what to expect, what's coming out of his mouth in certain situations. You know, he does a great job communicating and making sure we're in the right position to make plays.
Jordan, I know it's your third season here in the NFL, but, you know, did you ever imagine that you'd see this growth from Carson Wentz, knowing that he came out of North Dakota State that we have in 2 years?
Absolutely, man. You could see it from day one. He had the skills necessary, you know, to be something great. And you know, he's still learning. He's still doing a great job, as we all are. But you know, he really is emerging as the leader. And you know, that's what you need from your quarterback. You need him to run the show and make big plays when you need it. And you know, guys rally around that. And you know, we all have bought into him. You know, he has done a great job leading this team so far.
9 total tackles, 8 solo on the day. Eagles win 26-24. He is linebacker Jordan Hicks. Jordan, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Have a good one.